Utah's U.S. senators want to open some wilderness area trails to mountain biking. The idea is advocated by one cycling group and criticized by others. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Senator Mike Lee explained in a town hall meeting last month why he and Senator Orrin Hatch think federal land managers have it wrong when they forbid mountain biking in places where the Wilderness Act outlaws motorized vehicles.
I don't read it that way. Senator Hatch and I both believe that that was a mistaken interpretation.
Lee's Human-Powered Travel in Wilderness Act would require federal land managers at the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Park Service, and the Fish and Wildlife Service to decide in 2 years what wilderness trails should be open to mountain bikes. Mountain biking is allowed on public lands, but prohibited in over 100 million acres of wilderness.
There are going to be some areas where mountain bikes might be appropriate in certain wilderness areas. There are going to be others where the character of the wilderness territory wouldn't necessarily be appropriate for mountain bikes to use.
The idea has been promoted for decades by a group called the Sustainable Trails Coalition. But Mountain Biking Hall of Famer Ashley Kornblatt says the legislation puts the wishes of that small group ahead of bigger values.
The idea that there are some places set aside where nature is more important than access is a pretty powerful idea. And there are millions of members of environmental organizations that are committed to that idea.
Kornblatt contends the bill has divisive partisan goals, and she doubts Congress will pass it. Judy Faze, KUER News.